Jeff, and I have two teenagers I'm trying to keep alive through this genocidal scam you all are running. All of you, each of you board members, need to step down or be fired. You have done a horrible job. You all realize this coronavirus has still never been isolated, right? Never. This entire scamdemic house of cards is built on the number of cases. And the number of cases is a result of a completely faulty PCR test, which has up to 97% false positives. A positive test means absolutely nothing, and therefore neither does the number of cases, Jim. Supposedly, we've been in this horrific pandemic, yet the overall number of deaths in the U.S. for 2020 was no different than any prior year. The flu just mysteriously disappeared, and every type of death under the sun was fraudulently called a COVID death. The purposeful rollout of COVID was simply about getting the misinformed general public to not only accept, but to scare them into begging for this experimental gene therapy being deceptively called a vaccine. They're not vaccines, they're only named as such so that the makers can avoid accountability. It's horseshit. These shots are not FDA approved. They only have EUA. And they only got that emergency use authorization because we're in this big scary pandemic, right? What a joke. The PCR test is a farce. Thus, the whole house of cards collapses. There is no emergency. You guys need to call an end to it immediately. Oh, but then you wouldn't get your fraudulent federal dollars, right? You guys are dirty, dirty to the core. We have over 12,000 reported deaths in the U.S. alone from these shots, 12,000. All of this related death has been completely unnecessary. The meds that clearly work, hydroxy, ivermectin, budesonide, have been purposely suppressed. And the inept hospital protocol has been killing people.
Thank you, sir. Your time is up.
You're welcome. You should all be under arrest for mass murder.